Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. A couple of weeks ago on Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, we shared seven ways to bounce back from defeat or failure. As we reflected on that teaching, we were directed to share seven reasons why people fail, and really what they should do about it. So let's establish an absolute fact. Failure is not a result of your size, tall, short, weight challenged, or even a model for some fashion magazine. Failure is not the result of your age, as there are people who exhibit a wisdom beyond their years, and there are some who definitely don't think and act like their age. Bottom line, everyone will experience failure at some point in their lives. The question is, do we have a spiritual and mental fortitude to overcome failure when it knocks on our door? The great news is that we never have to be dominated by failure, nor do we have to explain or remain. Let me say it that way. Neither do we have to remain a victim. We have the God-given ability to change how we think and subsequently how we act.
Hallelujah.
When we change direction, we move from being a victim to becoming a victor. Here are seven reasons people fail and what they can do about it. First, people fail because they hold on to the past. God wants to do a new thing in our lives, but He can't as long as we hold on to the past. If we spend our time asking God to make yesterday better, we will never experience what He wants to do for our tomorrows. Isaiah 43:19, Classic Amplified. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. That springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord wants to do a new thing in your life, my life, our lives. Unfortunately, He can't get through to some folks because they enjoy living in the past. I mean, really, they must enjoy it because they spend so much time there. If we dwell on past hurts, failures, broken relationships, and financial mistakes, then truly, we're doomed to repeat them. I think one of the primary reasons people fail is because they're dwelling on past memories and experiences. Isaiah 43:18, this time the Message Bible. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. We must never allow the problems, the failures of the past, to limit, inhibit, or stop the possibilities of our future. Genesis 19:26, New Living Translation. But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Lot's wife was moving forward while still looking back. Didn't work for her, won't work for you or me either. Now, you may not turn into a pillar of salt, but you will be frozen in failure if you're trying to live or relive the past. It's time to forget the past so God can do a new thing. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count myself not to apprehended, but there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are before. The Apostle Paul was a man with a vast knowledge of the Word, one who saw signs and wonders, followed his travels, one who raised up disciples, one who endured extreme persecution. And he speaks of the one thing that he did. When the Scripture says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. He was not living in the past. If there was ever anyone who could have lived in the past, it was the Apostle Paul. But the scripture says that he left the past in the past and he journeyed on toward a new thing. Philippians 3:14. I pressed him toward the mark of the high calling. I pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you want the prize, to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," then you got to forget the past. Reach out to do new things without looking back. I love verse 14, the next verse in the Message Bible. It says, "I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back." To succeed in life, we may need to leave some people, some memories behind, as we allow God to do a new thing in our lives.
Second, people fail because of fear. One of the wisest decisions you will ever make is to get rid of fear, or living, maybe I should put it this way, living a life of fear. Fear of failure can hold people back and keep them from maximizing their potential for success. And fear, and this should get it all, fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy 1:17, we've read it many times. 2 Timothy 1:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us," I like that, remember it, "he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control." He's given us that. Here are 7 quick truths found in this scripture. First, fear doesn't come from God. Second, God doesn't want you timid. He doesn't want you to be a coward when it comes to expressing your godly opinions and doing what's right. And he doesn't want you cringing about the things you think could go wrong. Third, God has given you a special gift, a dispensation. Fourth, God has given you a spirit of power. I call it the Holy Ghost, the strength to overcome any and everything. Fifth, God always wants you acting in love. God is love, and he wants you in him. Sixth, God wants your life to be calm, not living in the tyranny of the urgent, and he wants for you to be blessed with a well-balanced mind. And seventh, God wants you living a life disciplined by the Word. That's Jesus. He is the Word.
Absolutely.
Exercising self-control over the temptations the enemy wants to throw your way. God wants us to be able to eliminate fear of failure in our lives. Joshua 8:1 says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up." We need to remember, fear is the devil's anointing. That's a great one to personalize,
yes,
isn't
it,
babe?
It is.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can. Fear is the devil's anointing, but I rebuke it out of the life of Vincent. Fear is the devil's anointing, but I rebuke it out of the life of Elena.
The point, too, is that we take that and we personalize it ourselves and tell the enemy he has no right in our lives.
Right.
We need to make no mistake about it. The enemy will continually try to bring fear into our mental thought process. Look at 2020. The problem is this. He is going to face the Word of God. We don't need to let him. Fear will open a door for the devil to enter our thought lives, and we need to keep that door closed. Job 3:25 in the New Living Translation says, "What I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come true." See, therein lies the opportunity. If we are fearing something, we just might get it. We are opening ourselves up to something we don't want.
Absolutely. Third, people fail because of a negative attitude. See, negative people think differently than positive people.
That is true.
On our website, heraldhearing.com, go and search for a teaching entitled 12 Differences Between Successful and Unsuccessful People. We strongly encourage you to read it. It's enlightening. So here's a question. Are you facing a big assignment? A task that simply looks overwhelming? One for which you feel totally unprepared? Can you imagine how Joshua felt? She heard the words spoken in Joshua 1:2, 1:2, Classic Amplified, which says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, take his place, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, the Israelites." Mm. Can you imagine what it's like to be told that you had to fill Moses' shoes? Joshua had a big job. Even though he had served Moses, the thought must have been overwhelming. Have you ever been given an assignment at work, church, and a civic organization that you found a little bit intimidating? If so, you can learn a valuable lesson from Joshua in learning how Joshua prepared for his new assignment. We can apply that same wisdom that he used. Joshua 1:8, Classic Amplified. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." If you're a negative thinker, or you were raised in a household where every thought was the worst case scenario, you need to reprogram your mind with the pure of the power from the positive, from the Word of God.
That's right.
Simply said, read your Bible, do what it says. The children of Israel missed out on the blessings of God because they had a grasshopper mentality. They didn't see themselves the way God saw them. We strongly encourage you not to make that same mistake. Mm-mm. We'll pick this up on tomorrow's call.
But tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern,
hallelujah.
Sunday Night Live.
We love Sundays.
It's going to be so good.
Oh.
Been working on it. So good.
Hallelujah. So good.
God will be glorified, the devil terrified.
That's what we like.
That's what we like. You can go to Facebook, have Brother Harold, and watch the live stream. Or you can go to our website, heraldhearing.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth. You watch it as it's broadcast on YouTube. And either way, you get a copy, free outline mm-hmm. of our detailed teaching for tomorrow night. Tonight. Hallelujah.
But well, until tomorrow morning.
Till tomorrow morning.
Or tonight. We hope you'll be here tonight.
We do. Sunday night, 6 p.m. Every other day,
8:30
a.m.
That's right.
Eastern time. Until we're together again, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.